This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Joining us on the line from New Zealand, Strawn Coleman. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well. How are you feeling post-parachute festival?
Oh, I'm shattered, eh? It's been a long week. I was straight to work on Tuesday, and after the tour, I've just been in recovery mode.
Did you have a favourite thing that you experienced whilst on tour?
So many things, eh? I saw a local band called Alaska, which I really loved. My least favourite thing, though, was getting steak pie stuck in my beard on a Saturday and trying to get it up before doing a show. But the whole thing was pretty awesome, eh? But probably Alaska was my highlight.
And I like the pie thing. That's about saving some for later.
Yeah, I know. And my beard's so long, too. As soon as the gravy got in there, I was having trouble, but probably shouldn't be saying this on radio, but too late.
I was actually wondering, one of the things I was going to ask you a bit later, is it compulsory for all musicians to have a hat and grow a beard, or is this just an optional thing that you choose to do anyway?
This is a really good and pertinent question, because at Parachute Festival, I had probably five people ask me if I was Avalanche City, and when I responded no, their first reaction was, oh, but you've got a beard. And I don't know what the deal is. I mean, I've had a beard pretty much since I left school. I've shaved 3 times in 8 years.
Wow.
And so I'm just used to the facial hair thing, but it's suddenly become very cool in the last couple of years to grow a beard, and I'm sort of feeling like I'm in the fad, but I never meant to be.
You were just ahead of the trend.
Yeah, always ahead of the trend, eh? I look super fresh without a beard, eh? So I always chose to keep it.
No, you got to have that manly element, or it just gets confusing.
Yeah.
But you might get confused between you and Dave Baxter, though, because I hear that he actually produced, this is the guy from Avalanche City, he produced your EP.
Yeah, he co-produced it with me. It was heaps of fun. I went around to his house and we were chilling out up in his loft, which was just incredibly hot because we did it over January, summer, and just sat there for a couple of weeks and recorded some tracks and mixed some tracks. It was heaps of fun. He's a good dude. Basically, it's a 5-track EP and some songs, some really new and some that I wrote a while ago, and it's my first work, my debut work, and it's really just a testimony of where my life's been going and Christ all these years, and it's been a long time coming, and so I think you can sort of hear from start to finish my passion for trying to find God in life and through struggle and through good times, and it's honest, and it's just where my heart's been, and I feel like the songs have just sort of come out of me, and I'm really stoked with it. I'm really happy.
Was there a standout track when you were writing them?
Probably my favorite, the standout track for me would be Water and Fire. It's the song that I titled the EP off. I just picked up a guitar one day and I just pushed record on my phone and I just played the song Water and Fire, and in 3.5 minutes it was done. I don't know how it happened. I just started on one chord and all the lyrics, everything, it just came out as one complete song, and I pretty much hardly changed it from there. I think I changed one or two words, and it was just a really spiritual moment for me. And it's probably every time I play that song now, I feel this strange connection to this moment where I just felt like God downloaded the song to me. Eh? And so that's definitely my favorite.
It's got to be a songwriter's dream to have those moments happen.
Oh, it's bizarre. I think, it's weird. It's sort of like, it just comes out like a prayer sometimes, and it's just such a great feeling, and it's cool to have a moment with God like that, writing songs, and it's what I love about songwriting. So, it's just awesome, eh?
And I suppose it's those tracks, actually, that really connect people more with God, because they've come so purely out of a moment with Him when they were created.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, that's the goal, you know, to be able to invite people into... I guess the songs are like prayer, you know, and you're sort of inviting people into this prayer and inviting them to join in and getting to know God this way. And, that's definitely the hope, eh? I hope people connect with it that way.
Have you always had such a love of songwriting?
I have, yeah. I've been in band since I was 13 years old, and I just, songwriting is, I love it. I've always done it. I've written for various bands, and I've just written so many songs. It's actually a bit frustrating. Well, I want to get in and start doing albums so I can get them out. But it's something that I've done a lot of. I think I wrote my first song when I was 8 years old. It was a bit of a Michael Jackson throw off. I had a lot of little babies in it.
Did you actually go through one of those awkward like 13-year-old boy band moments with a little mohawk and a bit of grunge and some dance moves, or was it not quite like that for you?
No, although to be honest, I was a big Backstreet Boys fan when they came out, so I don't know if that's going to lose me some fans on air, but I was a bit of a pop lover when I was younger, so I definitely got into it, but no, I've never really written music like that. I became a rocker when I was 15 and got into the new metal scene, so that sort of changed it up a bit.
I think people will appreciate the honesty. You shouldn't lose too many fans.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Dead, cool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they are coming to Australia actually later this year, I hear, as a side note. So maybe just hop on over and visit them as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So tell us a little bit more about what you're wanting to do with this EP. It's already had such success now. Are you hoping to kind of bring it to Australia, or what are you up to?
Look, I'd love to get over to Australia. My wife's a fashion designer, and we just want to get over and get stuck amongst the scene there. And I've got family in Australia, and I guess when I started this whole thing, I just released the EP online, and I didn't know what was going to happen. And so I'm pretty stoked with the success it's had here, and it's been growing and getting some great airplay. And I'd love to come over to Australia and play some shows. I made some good friends with Phoebe Starr. You guys know Phoebe Starr over there. She's a great Australian artist, and did a show with her here in Tiger Town, and just hanging out with them actually up until about 20 minutes ago, those guys.
Oh, really?
So I'd love to come over and do some shows with them. They're pretty keen. So, yeah, that'd just be great.
Have you been teasing each other about the accents? Because I know when I was over there, I was picked on so much about my accent, but it might have just been me. I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't teased them too much, although they did make some funny calls last night. I mean, there's a classic Aussie accent around six, and I think everybody got a bit of a shock last night when they said they're a six piece. But, other than that, it seems pretty similar. I'm so used to the Australian accent, it's kind of endearing. I like it.
Yeah, well, I think I feel the same way about the New Zealand accent, because you can giggle and laugh and enjoy the little odd things about it. It's just fun.
I do feel like a Kiwi talking to Australians, though. I realise how dull our accents are.
Yeah.
Australian accents are so energetic and positive, and Kiwis are so lazy-tongued. It's quite funny.
Now, going back to the music, what is it about? I notice in your lyrics there's just such a depth and intricacy to them. First of all, has it just been an easy thing for you bringing out that poetry? And also, where does the inspiration for that poetry come from?
Oh, great question, man. it hasn't been easy. In fact, when I was a teenager, I had one thing that I said to my friends. I said, if I ever become a Christian artist or a worship artist, just kill me, because my life is over and I've given up on everything that I hold true in my life. because I always really struggled to find Christian music that I connected with and I felt was genuine. And I'm different now. I know a lot of great Christian artists, but later in my years, I became a worship leader and did that for a number of years. And I was really just passionate about ministry and preaching. I've done a lot of preaching and love preaching the gospel. Went and studied theology a couple of years ago. Just finished my postgrad actually last year. And so my whole journey has been a really one of trying to grapple with knowing God in a real way and actually being able to communicate Him in a genuine way that isn't just what I think God should sound like, but actually being honest about how I understand Him in my life. And so I've really grappled with it. And it was actually last year I heard an album by a Christian artist that literally just brought me to tears. I cried for like 3 months and I just felt God's spirit just fill me up and sort of Him say, it's time to start, writing songs honestly about where you're at with me. And so Water and Fire kind of came off the back of that, and I made this New Year's resolution to sing honest and to put an EP out and just to worship as best I can. And so I feel like my songs they're just about my journey and with God and wanting to do ministry and my shortcomings and learning about how graceful and beautiful He is and just trying to be honest and not just say, what I think people want to hear about Him, but just to say how I know Him, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Yeah. And having approached it in that way, have you heard from any fans or anything with some interesting stories that have really been, kind of blessed by your music?
I have actually, but not up until the last month. And it's been so encouraging. I did this tour and people coming up saying that they've really got to know God and worship God differently through the music and that it just has something different. And, I mean, that really excites me because I just feel, I don't really feel any different. But I talked to one girl, actually, whose grandfather had passed away, and she said she downloaded my EP and she had the funeral in Australia. So she was traveling over there, and she said, just listen to the EP the whole time. Just gave us so much hope that, that there's a resurrection coming and that God loves us, and there's hope, that the pain and stuff that we suffer now and the things we go through don't necessarily equate for our eternity. And man, she was telling me, I think tears were kind of welling up in her eyes and tears are welling up in my eyes. And I was just honestly so blessed by that. It's just it's a miracle, and it's what it's about. So I've just been so blessed by those kinds of stories, eh?
Strawn, thanks for staying on the line with us. I just have a couple more questions. As you are a new artist to the Hope 103.2 family, which we're very excited about, I've got some getting to know you questions. Are you ready?
Yes, shoot.
Okay, first of all, do you think Adam and Eve had a belly button? This is important.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought of that, but no, I guess not. Okay. I'd have to go with a no there.
Okay, what's one strange thing that you collect?
One strange thing that I collect, and I collect random indigenous instruments from countries that I go to.
Do you have...
So I've actually got a didgeridoo from Australia that I bought there 5 or 6 years ago.
It's very cool. And what age of your life do you reminisce most about?
Probably 18, because it's when I was in a band that was doing quite well and we did some big shows here. Yeah.
And is there a childhood toy that you wish you still had and could play with?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I used to have a teddy called Huggy. Oh, man, this interview is so bad for my rep. But yeah.
Backstreet Boys and a teddy, that's cool.
I was really young then, so just to stipulate.
And would you ever get a tattoo?
Oh, man, yeah, I probably would if I could find something that I feel like I could have the rest of my life, yeah.
Have you ever participated in a dance-off?
In a dance-off? No, I haven't.
Socks with sandals, yes or no?
Socks with sandals, no.
All right, Strawn, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
No worries.
We do look forward to seeing you in Sydney soon.
Yeah, awesome.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.